You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I do think the Browns within Cleveland, I think this is going to be the safest bet for all the media members who know you're not picking them to win against the Ravens on the road.
You're not taking them against the Packers.
You're not taking them against the Lions. Maybe the Vikings, which is a game you pointed out, but the Steelers come around unless the Steelers aren't good. Like, this is like the easy, let's go ahead and take this, and let's take the Browns against the Bengals, because this one just feels the most plausible.
I know, which is bonkers. You should be like, Jonathan, why aren't you just taking the easy love and adulation from the locals? Why don't you just give them what they want? And I just, I can't get my brain around the idea that I'm taking Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco and being like, yeah, Flacco's going to win this one. Like, I have a hard time with it. I do. And I love the idea that in this series, it seems like historically we can just kind of throw the record books out and we can just kind of take it for what it is. And I get all the other angles. I just have a really hard time with this one. I really do. But I have a hard time with the Ravens and the Packers games and the Lions games too.
Can I tell you the only thing that maybe last year did do that I think... So it's not impacting the way I feel about this game, but it does feel like even going into last year, the first time you played the Bengals, there was juice between those two teams. And because the Browns were such a non-factor last year, and now because the pendulum swung in such a different way that they've won three of the last four matchups, I think it's five of the last six overall, it does feel like at one point there was real heat between these two teams.
Yeah.
And now there doesn't.
Right around the time.
To me, that's what this Sunday's about, is bring a little heat back into this this thing.
Right around the time when Bengals players were talking about Browns players on podcast, and people were like, why? You're supposed to be talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And everyone was still fixated on Denzel Ward and MJ Emerson instead. Like, there was juice. One thing about this game that is going to take the juice away a little bit. I don't know about you, but anytime it's a Bengals-Browns game, I want that on CBS, and this is a Fox game. And I don't love the idea of this game being on Fox.
All right. I know I already bagged on him on the morning show.
I like Fox graphics. I don't hate it. It's not a thing that way. It just doesn't seem like AFC North football to me.
I don't love the Fox C team.
Kugler and Daryl Johnston? Is that what you heard?
I like Moose and I like Kevin Kugler.
Kugler's good.
Unless it's like Greg Olsen. I can't even say I like the A team anymore with Tom Brady. He's like part of the A team. But like when it was Greg Olsen and Burkhardt, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Right? Like this sure. is what it should be. And in fairness, I don't love it when it's like Archuleta and Spiro Dídas.
We got so much Archuleta and Spiro Dídas.
And by
though.
The way, we're
we
going to
really
have
did.
More. We're going to have more this year.
We got
the
so
Browns
much.
Aren't any good.
So many Archuleta games.
But I guess maybe because I think the difference between like this, who's CBS's one is Nance and Romo.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that I think CBS announcers are white noise to me. That I just notice it when it was Burkhardt and Olsen, or in fairness, Buck and Aikman. Those two crews were so good then I noticed the difference for the other Fox crews, where I don't with CBS because I don't think any of them are all that inspiring.
Well, even beyond the announcers, though, it's just a different presentation. The whole thing is different. And so
I do like with you what you said. I do like the graphics better on Fox.
But there's just a part of that game that just feels like it should be on CBS.
Yeah.
And it just isn't, which is different. By the way, Mary Kay having it out here today, that Miles Garrett wasn't outside of practice today on Thursday, not in the early part open to the media.
Mm. That would make sense, right? That day, I would assume, on a Thursday.
It's a little odd, though, all things considered, because it's not like historically Miles Garrett has done a lot of this on vet days, but also ramping up to week one of the season, that is a little peculiar.
I think it's
noteworthy.
I will tell you, that is noteworthy, so good looking out for you for pulling that on air. If you want to talk about me backpedaling off the confidence in a Browns win, if for some reason Miles is like a 50% on Sunday... Mm-hmm. Or if there's something we don't know about, I reserve the right to backpedal like Deion Sanders in 1994.
Yeah.
If there's some sort of Miles news out there that they're going to drop on us tomorrow at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night for the Friday news.
Which from time. A take perspective is actually it's a golden sweet spot of sorts. Because you get to then be rah-rah for the locals and have like the great take for, you know, back in the Browns and everything. And then it gets to remove you of the take right before the game anyway.
Don't love it. Can I ask you if
it does, though, watch you off.
If Quinshon had signed 2 weeks ago and he was going to play on Sunday, would you feel better about the Browns game plan knowing the intent is to establish the run on Sunday?
Probably not, because you're going to have to go in a shootout anyway. Like with Joe Burrow in this game, I think Burrow's going to score 30 plus points, I would imagine. Just based off the idea that's all he was doing last year. Now, I'm open to the idea that this Browns defense is what it was 2 years ago instead of what it was last year. And if that's the case, then maybe you just got a right recipe. But there's just so many things that are against it. So, no, I don't think that would change my perception of this one.
I think this is a great spotlight for Jerome Ford. I think we've all slept on Jerome a little bit because they drafted two kids.
I've always liked Jerome Ford.
And by the way,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'd like both the kids they drafted. I think Dylan Sanders, if you said by the end of the season, who's the leading rusher, I can't definitively tell you it's Jerome Ford. I think this is a good matchup for him because that's not a great defense, and I think the Browns are going out there with an intent to show that they can establish the run and play keep away with Joe Burrow, because that's how you keep it from getting into a shootout. I kind of think this would be a good game to buy Jerome Ford stock in.
I mean, I like Jerome Ford. I've always liked Jerome Ford. His average is over 5 yards a carry. Like he's wildly productive and just does not get nearly the credit that I've always thought that he deserved. I'm also kind of surprised at the idea that Dylan Sampson didn't just really run with the opportunity that so far they've been presented to him.
He's so young, I'm not worried about that. But it's interesting because I've heard Jerome lumped in with Dylan, and I might be guilty of it too, calling them change of pace backs. I think Jerome has proven in his time here, he is more than that. He just hasn't been given the opportunity to truly go with it, and nor has he played in front of a great offensive line. Like, I always thought when the Quinshon news came down, he's likely facing a 6-game suspension. When the hell is he going to sign? All the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As important as I think he is for the future, specific to this year, I have 100% confidence in Jerome Ford as RB1. And what that's really predicated on is I think this offensive line is healthy, and I think that gives him a chance to show what he can really do. I think we're at a point where the dude is underrated a bit.
I think you're right. And I do think at this point, I mean, he's never going to have a better advantage than what it is in week one when you do have four guys that are 30 years and older and they're all healthy and they're out in the field and they're ready to go. Like, the offensive line is so key in all of this. And so for Jerome to have that opportunity. Now, again, it wouldn't surprise me if even Jerome had one of those patented 65-yard runs for a touchdown that he has.
See, that what's interesting is, this would be the kind of game where
if they're going to end up in a really tight game by the end of it, I would expect a Jerome Ford massive play, a 35, 40-yarder down the sidelines.
But I do think, and I know you're on the same board with this, but I also think it wouldn't surprise me if he was just, because I think sometimes people have used that against him. Oh, he had 15 carries, and one of them was a 60-yard carry.
Yeah.
It's like, by the way, a lot of running backs in the NFL do that.
Well, that's doing the Dylan Gabriel, where it's like, outside of those two interceptions, yes. It's like, no, we have to count it all. We can't just get rid of plays and say that he didn't do a good job because he had a 65-yard run and a touchdown.
Yeah, listen.
That makes people's weeks.
Out of the 160 yards he ran for, half of it came on two plays. Uh-huh. Did he still run for 160 yards?
Did you get the Mary Kay update?
No, what was that?
Okay, so Mary Kay just said Myles Garrett was out with a hip injury today.
I'm not starting this. I'm not doing it. I'm not reacting.
That's what the team announced.
He's going to be fine on Sunday. Myles is going to be... I'm this is not a report.
This doesn't move off any sort of anything with your thought processes on Sunday?
Nope. If anything, I'm one closer to John Fanting and just guaranteeing a week one.
Do we have to call up Fanta and see if he still guarantees that win after this news?
I'll text him.
Does he want to call back in and be like, hey, before they play that tomorrow morning, we didn't have the Myles Garrett news?
Until I get a different
severity,
report.
Obviously, the hip injury.
That's what I was going to say. Until I get the report that this is a... meaningful injury. Remember, he played with two foot injuries last year.
Remember also last year he was playing with that because Aditi had on the broadcast that he was making a point that that's what leadership is. I am curious to know how many points Miles is going to have to try to make about leadership this year in that direction. Like, if I'm Miles, I got my money, I got paid. Maybe it's not a great season. Maybe he makes a few more business decisions than what we've seen in the past.
Listen. Leadership is playing through multiple injuries on a 3-14 team immediately at the end of the season, requesting a very public trade. And then 5 weeks later, leadership is caving for $40 million a year. That, friends, is leadership. Thank you very much.
I'm just telling you what Aditi said on the broadcast. He said that he was playing through it all, and in his words, it was all about trying to showcase to everyone that even in a bad season, essentially, you play through pain, you play through injuries, and that's how you get it done. I'm dying to know how invested Miles will be in playing through some of these injuries this year.
And that's what leadership is. Do you have full confidence in Jerome Ford? Is RB1... the update on the quarterback Deadpool, it's good to be the king. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.